Former ethics staffer John Hare alleged he was fired after refusing to destroy documents related to the Deal investigation. The state will pay Hare $410,000 to avoid a trial. Attorney Kim Wirth represented Hare, as well as former Commission Chief Stacey Kauberman, who earlier this year was awarded more than $1 million in a related whistleblower case.
The response to the initial allegations were to say they were disgruntled or they were making it up or, you know, whatever it is. And I think the focus really does need to be on ethics in government and ethics reform, as opposed to people losing their jobs for doing their jobs.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports two other staffers have reached settlements of their own, but WABE couldn't confirm that by airtime. The newspaper reports the state will pay out $1 million to former Kauberman deputy Sherilyn Stryker and nearly $480,000 to former commission attorney Elizabeth Murray Obertin. Again, Kim Wirth.
The taxpayers, I think they'd be incensed. It's a truly unbelievable thing that so much money is being paid out of taxpayer money for things that just didn't have to be, didn't have to go this far.
Deal, who is running for re-election this year, has denied any involvement in the case, despite his office interviewing Kauberman's replacement while Kauberman still had her job. Deal was ultimately cleared of any major ethics violation and agreed to pay roughly a $3,000 fine. In a written statement, Deal spokesman Brian Robinson said, quote, "Whatever the merits of the cases, today's settlement shows once again the utter dysfunction of the Campaign Finance Commission." He then cited Deal's recent call for state lawmakers to overhaul the commission next legislative session. Democrat Jason Carter, who is running against Deal in the governor's race, said, quote, "As a taxpayer, I'm outraged that we're now on the hook for $3 million, and as a citizen, I'm embarrassed that this is happening in our state." He went on to reiterate prior calls for the commission to reopen the investigation into Deal's 2010 campaign. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.